Coming up next week on The World, we have a special four-part series that is an international look at a controversial issue, the rationing of health care. With health care costs rising and budgets ever tighter, there are fears now that the United States may eventually have to start limiting who gets life-saving care. David Barron is our health and science editor. David, tell us what we're going to be hearing.
Well, Lisa, we're going to be going to four different countries, and we're going to start out in South Africa. You remember the discussions last year about so-called death panels? This was really a political fight here in the U.S. Well, in South Africa, they really do have committees that decide who's going to get life-saving care, and we're going to look at that.
And you actually sat in on one of these committee
meetings. We did, and this is specifically for kidney dialysis, people who have kidney failure and will die without a kidney transplant or dialysis. We sit on a meeting where decisions are made about who's going to live and who will not.
And where will you take us later in the week?
Later in the week, we go to the United Kingdom. The UK actually has a system in place for deciding what care will be paid for through the National Health Service based on whether it's cost-effective or not. And that's defined by how much does it cost to give someone an extra year of life. And if it costs too much, they won't do that. We're also going to go to Zambia and India.
And a lot of web material as well.
Right. And in fact, we're going to be having some conversations online. There will be lots of opportunity for our listeners to join the conversation. I should say that the first story in the series and the last is going to be reported by Pulitzer Prize-winning health reporter Sherry Fink, and she'll be available online for people to speak to as well.
Okay. Thank you very much, health and science editor David Barron, whose series on healthcare rationing around the world will be airing next Tuesday through Friday on The World. David, looking forward to it.
Thank you, Lisa.